Hey, beautiful souls, are you a student on the cusp of your counseling journey, or maybe even a seasoned professional working for somebody else but dreaming of launching your very own private practice? If so, I would love for you to join my incredible coaching membership today. It's tailor-made for therapists just like you, offering step-by-step support 24/7 because you know what? We're in this together. Plus, I've even got courses and CPD trainings included to help fuel your growth. I know, I love it so much and I hope you do too. Discover the path to your dream private practice your way. Dive into the supportive community and get some quick guidance, accountability, and real connections. It's your business and I've got your back. So join me now and make your dreams a reality. Head over to my website today. The link is in the show notes and the membership is called Private Practice 101. I'll see you there. Bye. Hi everyone and welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. This is the first podcast for counselors that just don't align with the traditional approaches to business and that want to use their spiritual gifts, talents and interests to create, you guessed it, a private practice with soul. So look, leave it to me to provide you with everything you need, including strategies that you can use to increase your income, reduce your workload and of course increase inquiries and referrals to your beautiful soul-led private practice. I love it so much. If you haven't done it already, grab your journal, grab your pen, and let's begin. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Brooklyn, and it is so great to be here because guess what? In case you're not in my world, you might not know this, but on Monday, so day after tomorrow, I'm running a free private practice workshop and it was going to be just a Q&A coaching call webinar sort of training thing from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. on Monday night, the 8th of April. But then what happened is some people were saying, oh, is this going to be like a pop-up group like what you did last time? And I hadn't thought of it, but because there was some interest, I thought, okay, then we'll do that as well. So now it's gone from being a webinar on Monday night to now there'll be a training on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, and that will all be in a very special pop-up group. And yeah, it's all going to be a lot of fun and very exciting. I'm so looking forward to it actually because I really enjoy answering questions and being like a resource, like absolutely helping people. Nothing really gives me any more pleasure than helping someone and seeing them get a result. So I cannot wait. But needless to say, it's meant a lot of extra work because, again, if you know me, you know that I love to overdeliver. So I've been busy here behind the scenes creating things to give to everybody who attends. And really trying to be intentional about making sure that the things that I'm giving are high value. So yes, I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. I've actually decided to let everybody into the group tomorrow morning actually so that they can all start to get to know each other and mingle and network with each other and all of those sorts of fun things. But yeah, we officially open the next day, which is the Monday. So if you have registered, I'm so excited that you have. Thank you. Well done. Can't wait to see you. But please do remember that you need to go into the Facebook group to get all of the details about when our calls are. And that's also where you'll be downloading all your free goodies that I'll be giving you. And yeah, I don't want you to miss out. So if you haven't done that, check your email. I will also send out an email tomorrow morning just for everyone who's registered. So do keep an eye on that. If you don't see it, of course, feel free to send me a little message on Instagram or Facebook and let me know. And I can absolutely send you the link to the Facebook group and you're welcome to join. So with that out of the way, I've got an interesting topic for you today because this actually happened, you know, hashtag real life. I am going to put this on my Instagram at some point, but to be honest, I haven't had 5 minutes to scratch myself because I've been trying to get everything ready for the 3-day workshop now. But I certainly will. what screenshot am I talking about? Okay, well, let me tell you. I'm just going to bring it up now while I'm talking to you so I can read it out. But yeah, you'll be able to see it at some point if you go over to my Instagram, which is at the private practice coach. I can't see it. I've got that many screenshots on my phone from all the things that I'm wanting to share. Oh, no, can't see it. I may have saved a copy on my computer, but whatever, I'll find it and I'll share it on my Instagram. But the thing was, you know, we talk about people pulling each other down and tall poppy syndrome and stuff like that. Well, I run this free group. So if you don't know, I've got this free group. It's called Counselors Connect Australia. It's run online on Facebook and it's for anybody who's doing counseling, okay? So counselors, psychologists, social workers, any therapists that might also consider themselves counselors and who are working in a counseling capacity, absolutely come and join. One of the questions I have when you come along to the group is I say in my join up questions, hey, do you know what? I really love to give free things out to everybody who's in the group from time to time on private practice. If you'd like to receive them, great, let me know your email address. Now, this person wrote this whole thing. I'll see if I can find it. Wrote this whole thing and it didn't even make any sense. Obviously off on a rant or something. And the scary thing too is this person, because I checked out the Facebook profile, but this person is also, oh come on, open up, a therapist. Would you believe that? Let me just have a quick look here. I'm just having a quick look at my screenshots. Yeah, so anyway, here we go. I've got it. Yeah, listen to this. Okay. So my join-up question is, I really love to send freebies like supervision journals and therapy worksheets and things like that to my members. If you'd like to receive them, which email address would you like me to send them to? And this person literally wrote, and I'm just going to read it out. It doesn't make any sense, but I'm just going to read it out word for word. This is his words, not mine. Oh my gosh, I'm sure you would not like to receive any more spam from me. This is certainly not my bag. Your email address, like mine, is private, and the last thing I want is more emails to ignore. Interesting. And then the second question that I've got says, you know, if you're interested in starting a private practice, you might want to check out my private practice membership. It's $7 a month to join. You can click here to read more about it. He says, your program is cheap. He spelt cheap, C-H-E-E-P, by the way. Your program is cheap. I wonder what the catch is, Brooklyn. As Will Anderson would say, and then all in capital letters with exclamation marks, scam, spam, spam. I mean, WTF. Who even writes like this? And then my very last question is, do you agree to the group rules from the admin? Of course, he's written no response because one of my group rules is be respectful. And obviously, this person wasn't able to do that, which, again, very disappointing. This person studied at ACAP, apparently, lives in Victoria. I'm not going to say any more, but yeah, really kind of, yeah. Weird, creepy, weird, creepy, not cool. Did I approve his request to join my community? No. Anyway, so I declined the guy's request and then guess what? Next day, requests it again. But did he answer the questions? No. Bless. Now, I thought this was helpful to share because I haven't actually shared any of my like hate mail before or any of my trolling stuff, and I'm sure plenty of you have seen it, but I've never actually spoken about it. But I think it's worthwhile to do so, because I know that as some of you are growing your practices and you're thinking about marketing and stuff like that, you're also worried, like, what if somebody writes stuff like this for me? I want to show you first of all, it's only words on a screen. It doesn't mean anything, right? Some people are just keyboard warriors, okay? Now, I'm obviously not going to be the only person that this guy speaks to in this way. He's obviously been speaking to people in this way for a while. I mean, he's pretty confident with how he writes, even though his spelling's up the creek and he's got really poor grammar. And why on earth is he quoting a comedian? Weird, as I said, but you're going to get people like this in your world. And do you know what? The more visible that you become, the more of them you get. It's just like a numbers thing. It's going to happen. Kind of like complaints. The bigger you get, the more of them you're going to get. Or refund requests. You know, if you're selling like a digital product and things like that, the bigger you get, it's just numbers. Okay. It's very, very rarely anything about you. And, you know, I want to really, really impress this upon you, because I think when you're first starting out and you get your first few negative people or your first few negative comments, you know, you can get tempted to say, oh, well, maybe I'll delete my post. Or, you know, you can take it personally. You can cry. You can get upset about it. You can take it to supervision. You can take it to your partner and your friends and your loved ones. You can, you know, seek comfort and assurance and all those kinds of things. But it is hard, you know. And the other thing too is that I also want to share with you, and this is something I've mentioned before, but for those of you who are new to the podcast might not have heard this, a scientific fact that anytime you're emotionally hurt, the same part of your brain lights up as if you'd been physically stabbed. We know this from the MRI studies that have been done. So if you see a negative comment by someone, or someone's just being rude, or they're being malicious or nasty, or they've got a bee in the bonnet about something, and they're choosing you to be the person, understand that it's okay and it's normal for you to have a response or a reaction, okay? The reason I'm not having a massive response or reaction to this thing that's happened here is because I'm just used to it now, right? There are always going to be people that want to bring you down. The more you speak up about something, you know, the more two things are going to happen. The first is the more your message is really going to land with people and resonate with people. So you end up attracting a community around you that really supports you and that really, you know, loves you and loves what you do, loves what you stand for, and they're your biggest advocates. They're amazing. These people are just amazing. But on the other hand, you know, you're going to get the opposite, which is people who you're just rubbing the wrong way with your message, right? It's not about you. It's about your message. You're just rubbing them the wrong way. Maybe something in your message is triggering them, or I don't know. I would say usually it's because it's something that's going on with them and not with you, and something that they've seen you talk about or write about or speak into is triggering something that they're already feeling discomfort with within themselves, if that makes sense. Okay. So thinking about like what this guy's written here, your program is cheap, Brooklyn. I wonder what the catch is. As Will Anderson would say, scam, spam, spam. You know, all I can really deduce from that is that somewhere along the line, he's picked this up. But also, I think maybe he perhaps wanted to do something and offer something to his own client group, and somebody's told him, well, you know, if you're undercharge or if you charge such a low amount, like a lot of my courses, they're all at different price points, right? So I've got one at $7, one at $97. This is like monthly. One at $7, one at $97, got one at $77. There are ones that are $500 a month, right? They're across. There's all different price points. But for somebody to have a go and say, you know, my $7 program that teaches people how to start their private practice must be spammy or must be a scam or something like that says a lot more about him and his mindset than it does about me and my program. I know my program works. I've got nearly 600 people who have been through it that got results. I know it works. And you can sometimes find yourself, when you get comments that aren't welcome, feeling like, especially if they're in a public forum, you might feel like you've got to defend yourself. And, you know, in the beginning, I felt like that, like, you know, years ago, like I was very late to Facebook. Okay. I think it was, 2015 or something when I joined it. Right. When I started using it seriously for work, I think it was 2016. So right at the beginning, of course, there are going to be people that, you know, when I'm running an ad or when I'm doing a Facebook Live and stuff like that, yes, there are other people that will sometimes come on and say negative things. Like, I'm very, I wouldn't say outspoken, but some people might. I'm very, very firm in how I feel about counsellors and Medicare. And there are people that really agree with my stance on that. But there are other people who send me hate mail saying, you're the reason, Brooklyn, that we'll never be on Medicare. Well, no, I'm not the reason that you won't be on Medicare. I'm just someone sharing a thought or sharing her own belief. And other people are welcome to share their beliefs as well. But it's important that they do that with respect. When you are sharing your thoughts as a private practice owner, as a therapist, a counselor, whatever your profession is, you're kind of also in a position though where you need to be mindful about how you respond to things in a public forum. Even in a private forum, actually, you need to be very mindful. I say to the ladies in the Marketing with Soul program, you know, and I've said it too in the Big Counselors Connect group, your everything you ever type into a comment or a post, or, you know, you're making remarks on somebody else's comments and posts and things like that, everything you type markets your practice. You might not be intending it to be marketing in the true sense of the word. You're not promoting something, or you're not inviting people to do something and things like that. But believe you me, every single word you type can leave an impression on somebody else. This is important to understand for two reasons. When you're a business owner, it's important to keep this on the top of your mind when you feel triggered or when you feel defensive, okay? Because what will happen is if people see the way that you respond and you're responding negatively, or you're getting caught up in the other person's vitriol and you're getting swept away in it and it's all becoming very emotive and things like that, what's going to happen is people will see that you're kind of on the same level as the person who started it. And we don't want that. We want people to look to how you're responding as a model. We want them to be able to look to how you respond as a way for how they should be responding when it happens to them. So it puts you in a tricky position sometimes, because there's going to be parts of you that know 110% this person is lying, this person's being dishonest, they're not being truthful, they're being hurtful, they're being malicious, they're being vexatious, they're just being mean, it's tall poppy syndrome, whatever it is, right? You know that 100%, and maybe even your supervisor knows that 100%, and maybe even your, you know, counseling besties know that 100%. But you always must reply from a higher perspective, meaning you always have to be very professional in how you reply, because people will be watching, okay? The way that you reply will tell people whether or not you're someone that they want to work with or refer clients to or not. So before you pull out your device and you start typing back to this person, take a day, give yourself 24 hours, because you're going to be emotional perhaps. I want you to sleep on it. You know, we all feel better in the morning after we've had a sleep and we've had time to think and process and calm ourselves down. What I would suggest is give yourself some space. talk to whoever you need to talk to calm down and get some support, you know, talk to a girlfriend or something like that. Calm yourself down and maybe then draft a response. And even perhaps get somebody else to read your response before you post it. This is so important. The other thing that I learned from one of my coaches, and I've never, ever, ever, ever forgotten it, is even if somebody's been a complete creep or weirdo or they're writing horrible things about you, always, if you're going to respond, but you don't have to, if you're going to respond, do it in a way that lets them save face, okay? Do it in a way that lets them save face. When you do this, it calms down everybody else who might be reading and watching, because they will. People love this sort of drama in communities and threads and stuff like that. So people will be watching, but it will calm everyone down and it just asserts your position as the go-to, as the professional. You're the one here who's stable and calm and all that kind of stuff. Plus, you just look like a nice person because you've been able to handle things in a way that was so professional. And that's what you really, really want. The converse or the flip side happens for the other person. As soon as that other person writes something that's not very nice, that is marketing them and it's marketing their practice. And straight away, other people in the community will say, oh, I'm not going to talk to that person. Oh, I'm not going to send a client to that person. Oh, I don't like that person's tone. Oh, I don't like their style very much. Oh, I better be careful what I say because of this person, right? So they will do themselves a disservice. They will harm their own reputation. They will harm their own practice. They will experience like drops in referrals, because you and I both know that outside of your website, the place where you're going to get most referrals from for your private practice is other counselors. So they've just shot themselves in the foot there. Okay. So please don't ever take things as personal. More often than not, this is coming up, this person's behavior is happening as a result of often their own inability to self-regulate their emotions. Okay, so we want to treat them with just like you would a client. If your client was having trouble, you know, and was feeling dysregulated, how would you handle that? You're going to calm them down first. You're going to give them some space first. You're going to, do you know what I mean? Treat them like that. Understand from that perspective, and that will help you get into a mindset of compassion. Right? Once you're in that mindset of compassion, your anxiety goes, your anxiety evaporates, and you can deal with things from a better state of mind. Okay. So this is something that I think can really help you, especially because there's so many of you now are in a growth stage of your practice. So people who went through Private Practice 101 when it first opened 2 or 3 years ago are now, you know, are coming to me saying, oh, I think I'm ready to hire my first subcontractor, or should I hire an employee? And so now we're working on things like this. So if you're in that sort of cohort, if you're in that stage and you're starting to grow, I just want you to understand these things can happen. Please remember, don't take them personally. Understand that it's a reflection of what's going on for the other person. Okay. And also, sometimes people behave like this with you or with me because they know that we're not going to embarrass them in public, right? We know that we're not going to belittle them. We're not going to talk down to them. We're not going to pull them up in front of everybody else, right? We're going to do that privately. We're going to have a private message with them away from everybody else. We're going to remove them. We're going to remove them from the class. We're going to talk to them in the corridor. We're going to have that conversation with them privately so they feel very safe being horrible, because they know that there's not going to be any public repercussion, okay? So understand that, because I think too it helps you with your mindset when it comes to dealing with this kind of stuff. The other thing that I wanted to share with you too is, you know, you don't have to be on social media. You don't. In fact, the number of private practices that are using social media successfully to get clients is minimal. There are a lot of, and there's reasons for that. The main reason is because there are private practice owners who, and counsellors and therapists who use social media with the intention of getting clients, but they don't know what they're doing. They're posting, you know, somebody said to them that they need to post, and so they'll put up a post and maybe they'll put a logo on it, or maybe they'll use a brand colour on it, but they don't actually know how to post. They don't have a strategy. They don't understand how it all works. So they're just kind of posting. And then they'll say, oh, well, I'm marketing on my Facebook and my Instagram and stuff like that, but I'm not getting any clients. It's just because they didn't learn. But for those of you who did learn and your audience is growing, you know, just understand this is often a numbers thing, okay? And it's not bad. The other thing that I want to share with you in terms of how to respond when these things happen in a public forum, let's imagine, for example, you had an Instagram post that was a bit controversial, which is what you want to do. By the way, don't ever be afraid to put up something controversial because, again, it's going to attract people to you. Some people that have never heard of you before will find you. And they're going to come into your space and going to say, where have you been all my life? And they're going to follow you and they're going to stay with you and they will become clients. Other people are going to get off the bus and say, oh, she's off on a tangent or she's going down a different path or something like that. This doesn't align with where I'm at the moment. I might come back to it in the future, but for now I'm hopping off the bus. They'll get off the bus. And then there are going to be people when you write a controversial post that, you know, lash out or say mean things or things from a not good place. It's to be expected. That's why it's called a controversial post, right? You're doing it for a reason. You're doing it to build your audience and you're doing it to get the right people into your world for where your business is at now, okay? And by its very definition, controversial means, yes, you're going to get people speak against. They're going to have a very strong, differing opinion to you. And that's what you want when you do that post. Now, when people do start writing negative things or horrible things, here's my tip. I would not respond. I would leave it alone for a day or two. And I'll tell you why. Because what's going to happen is other people will read the comment that person's put and they will either chime in and, you know, in agreement, yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah, I didn't get the email either. Yeah, I don't know where my login details are. Yeah, this is a scam because you're only charging $7. I mean, if this person would like, I'd be more than happy to charge a lot more than $7. you're a scammer because you're only charging $7 for your membership. Things like that. So some people will chime in, but then there'll be other people that come in and say, well, do you know what? It's only $7. And if I hadn't had the access to this, I would not have been able to start my private practice. So, you know, da 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 da. And there'll be people that are on both sides of the fence and they will start talking with each other in the comments. And every time this happens, guess what? It's good for your account because the algorithm is saying, hey, this is a controversial post. It's getting a lot of interaction here. Let's share it to even more people. The more people that see it, the more people come into your world. That's what you want. So don't always feel like you've got to go and squash something straight away. You don't. I mean, be discerning about it, but you don't always have to squash things straight away. And I don't. I'm a big fan of writing a controversial post. Most of my controversial posts are really just my opinion about things. And they actually feel really good for me to write because for the longest time when I was working as a psychologist, I wasn't allowed to have a public opinion about anything. So now I'm not a psychologist. I'm full of opinions and I'm happy to share them. And I feel really good sharing my opinions because I've had really, really great experiences with connecting with the right people. Like, it's such a good feeling when people you've never heard of before send you a DM and say, oh my gosh, this was exactly what I needed to hear today. Well, where have you been for the last 5 years? Or where were you 3 years ago? Or how can I work with you? Or do you have a program or a course that I can do? Do you know what I mean? It just feels so, 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 so good because you actually get to connect with your people and there's no selling because they're already on the same page as you. So you don't need to sell, you don't need to convince, you don't need to push, you don't need to do any of that. They're already your people. So it just feels so good to be able to put posts up like that every now and again. But as I said, you will have the other side. You know, there will be other people coming in. It's to be expected. That's why you're doing a controversial post in the first place. And when it happens, use your judgment, right? If it's a comment that is obviously, you know, going against community standards and all that sort of jazz, of course you're going to remove it and take the appropriate action, right? Now, there are people that in, you know, on my socials and in my groups and stuff like that have been absolutely horrible in terms of how they've spoken to other counsellors. It's been very distressing for other people who weren't even involved in the conversation to see it unfold and things like that. So for me, usually my process is I'll, in a group situation, I will take it on case by case. If it's something that could have gone either way, I'll give them a chance, I'll give them a warning, and then I'm going to keep an eye on everything. Or maybe I'm going to suspend their activity for 30 days, right? To give them a chance to cool off, let the conversation move in a different direction in the group, you know, and then finally when they're able to make comments and posts again, they'll be able to do it from a more professional space. If it's something that's really horrible and toxic and goes against community standards, straight away, that person is removed from the group. They're blocked from being able to rejoin, or from their future profiles being able to rejoin and things like that. So you've got different options for how you want to deal with things. It's always up to you. I mean, I never want to be removing people from groups, and I certainly never want to be blocking people or deleting posts. I think it's really disappointing that in 2024, when we're all so big on inclusion and, you know, inclusivity, that we've still got therapists of all people saying horrible things to and about each other. And so I have a zero tolerance policy in my communities, and well, you just kind of out. But you have to do what feels right for you and what feels aligned for you. If you feel like somebody was just kind of walking on the edge, you know, a little bit, give them the benefit of the doubt maybe, but do talk to them privately where you feel it's appropriate, and you feel like it's worth saving. Then go and have a private message and just say, listen, you know, just referring to this comment that you made over here on my post about this, I just wanted to clarify, what did you mean by that, da 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 da. Do you know what I mean? You can unpack it if you want to and then sort it out. It's totally fine for you to do that. But as I said, if people cross the line, then you're well within your rights as well to remove people and delete things and, you know, block things. It's okay if it's in the interest, I believe, of everybody else's safety, okay? And to me, part of creating safety online is having basic respect, okay? So I just wanted to share this with you today because, as I said, I know so many of you that have gone through PP 101 are now sort of in year two or year three of your practice, and your practices are growing and your visibility is growing and all that kind of stuff. And I just wanted to share this with you so that you would have some support and an idea of how to handle it when it happens, because unfortunately, it's not really discussed that much, is it? It's not really discussed that much. So yes, this is the discussion. but if you have any questions about it, or if you need someone to talk to about it, of course, please go and talk to your supervisor. If they're not available, or, you know, there's some other thing going on there and you don't want to discuss it or can't discuss it with them, feel free to message me. I'll be more than happy to be a space and give you some guidance on if something's come up for you, how you might want to handle it. I can certainly give you some consultation around that, or some coaching around that if you prefer, and go from there. Yeah, so that's it. Oh, and I just thought too, the other reason that I've got a $7 version of my program is because, well, what's the easiest way to say this? I understand what it's like to be broke. That's it. said it. I understand what it's like to be broke. I know too that we've got cost of living issues, and that's why I created it. So I made it over Christmas. I have a program. It's Private Practice 101. So it's a proper program, but it is $97, right? It's a 12-month course. It's $97 a month, unless you pay it in full, in which case it's $970. Then you get 2 months bonus, like free, whatever. But I know not everyone could afford that $97 while they were just starting out. And there were people that were needing guidance on, well, how do I get started in my private practice, given that I don't have clients yet and I can't afford this $100, well, less than $100, but I can't afford that right now. And that's why I made it. And you know what? It actually felt really good for me to be able to make it and just charge $7. Because the other thing is, I, as you are probably aware, you know, I wasn't wealthy growing up. Like, we struggled financially growing up, and well into my 20s, like struggle. And yeah, missed out on so much stuff. And I really just think that had there been something available to me back then when I was first starting, that was affordable, like I can absolutely afford a cup of coffee a month, $7, no problem, that could help me, I would have jumped at the opportunity. And you know what? I would have had a successful private practice a lot faster, because I would have had access to the knowledge that I needed, the education. Because the reality is, like, when you go and you study, you only learn about your profession, but you don't learn about the business side of running a business. And that's where things get sticky, and that's where people fall over and stuff like that. So yeah, that's why I have a no frills mini version. Okay, there's no, you know, big coaching calls in there and all these monthly trainings, and there's nothing like that. It's just really a very basic stripped back version of the proper program, and it's there as a way of helping people who just need a leg up at the moment, rather than them not have any help at all, or be relying on, you know, the free advice that we get in our online communities. Because this is the other thing, as a private practice coach, some of my work, probably about half of my work, is undoing the damage that's done when people implement other people's suggestions from the free Facebook groups. Just because you put a question up saying, hey, you know, what's the best way to market my practice? And everybody says, oh, you should be on Instagram and have your Facebook and have you registered with Talked, or yeah, have you thought about going on BetterHelp and da-da-da. So you go away and you do all these things. Just because they're given advice doesn't mean they know what they're doing. It might not even be working for them. You don't know what their numbers are like. You don't know how many bookings they've got. You don't know how much traffic they're getting to their website. So why on earth would you take their advice? And what happens is people take on the advice and they end up doing all of the things, and they do them badly in terms of conversions, like nothing's working. That's what I mean by they do a lot of things, like they'll be on Instagram, Facebook, Psychology Today, posting in local community groups, posting on pages, having a podcast, having an email newsletter, doing the website. Do you know what I mean? All these things, they'll be doing all of these things and just spreading themselves so thin that they're not doing any one thing well enough for it to work. And they say, marketing sucks, I don't like it, it doesn't work, I'm no good at it, you know. It's not about that at all. It's just that you didn't learn. And so what happens is, unfortunately, they end up, a lot of them coming to me, and we have to spend time in the coaching sessions undoing all these bad habits. And they've got to go through a process of letting go, when they're afraid to, you know, oh, well, if I drop my social media, then maybe no one's going to book in. Well, anyway, it's a whole other thing, but it's really hard to undo that and to unlearn and then try and relearn something else. It is much better, if you've got no idea about business, to just straight away, boom, pop yourself into a little course that's going to show you exactly what to do. Then you won't have the problems of unlearning things, okay? Anyway, so that's what Private Practice 101 is about. So anyway, I should probably get going now because I've been out with my sister and my nephews today. We went for a lovely drive down to Sorrento. It was really, 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 really nice. And I got a chocolate cupcake that was gluten-free. I'm not a gluten-free person, but it just the chocolate was called a gluten-free one. And it looked so, 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 so good. And anyway, I ate it in the car on the way back and it was so delicious. I really loved it. But now I've got to go and finish making some of the goodies for the private practice workshop because I want to get them done. And then I've got to take Buddy for a little walk if it's not raining, because it looks like it might be going to rain soon. And yeah, and then I'll just settle in for the night. I'm kind of getting into YouTube at the moment. I've never really used YouTube for watching shows before, but yeah, I'm learning how to like find shows that have full episodes and everything. Could be something really interesting. You should see some of the stuff I'm finding. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope that this was a helpful episode. If people are going to talk trash about you, there's nothing you can do about it. It speaks more about them than it does about you. Don't you ever worry. As long as you show up being the person of integrity that you are, and you're being helpful and you're you know, being useful and valuable and all those kinds of things, you don't have anything to worry about, right? Trash talk never reflects badly on the person that's being spoken about. It always comes back on the person who's doing the speaking. Believe you me, after 30 years in this industry, I know this for true, okay? All right, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will see you in the next episode, which should be Wednesday. Well, no, it's my sister's birthday on Wednesday, and I'm taking her out, so it might be Thursday. And for those of you who are coming to the workshop, I will see you in the group tomorrow, and I'll see you in our first chat on Monday. See you then, everyone. Bye. I hope that you loved this episode as much as I loved putting it together for you. To get more resources to help you in your private practice, head over to Instagram. My handle is @theprivatepracticecoach. And also, if you want more inquiries and referrals for your business, let me know. I have a program called Clients on Demand that opens every quarter, and I can absolutely get you some information for that as well. You are doing an amazing job. Thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. Bye.